Second Language Course, Book 13, Take 2D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Take 2D. Look at Figure 1. Write the sentences like the example. Example. Jim is going to a store that sells shoes. He's going to... The answer is the shoe store. Repeat. He's going to the shoe store. Let's do some more. Number 1. That box weighs 20 pounds. It's a... Number 2. That ring has a beautiful diamond. It's a... Number 3. He bought some shoes made of leather. They're... Number 4. That sweater is made of 100% wool. It's a... Number 5. My grandfather gave me a coin made of gold. It's a... Number 6. Nancy bought some plates made of paper. They're... Number 7. That suit is made of polyester. It's a... Number 8. Carol has a patio door made of glass. It's a... Number 9. Jeff's new shirt is all cotton. It's a... Number 10. The children have a table made of plastic. It's a... Let's check your answers. Number 1 is a 20-pound box. Repeat. It's a 20-pound box. Number 2 is a diamond ring. Repeat. It's a diamond ring. Number 3 is leather shoes. Repeat. They're leather shoes. Number 4 is a wool sweater. Repeat, it's a wool sweater. Number 5 is a gold coin. Repeat, it's a gold coin. Number 6 is paper plates. Repeat, they're paper plates. Number 7 is a polyester suit. Repeat, it's a polyester suit. Number 8 is a glass door. Repeat, it's a glass door. Number 9 is a cotton shirt. Repeat, it's a cotton shirt. Number 10 is a plastic table. Repeat, it's a plastic table. Look at figure 2. Listen to a dialogue and then answer the question. You will hear each dialogue twice. Is Captain Thompson in his office?
The lights are off, so I guess he's not in.
Tell him that Major Jones wants to see him at 1400 today.
All right, Lieutenant Adams. I'll tell him as soon as he gets in.
Hello, Sergeant Winters. Any messages for me?
Yes, Captain Thompson. Lieutenant Adams came by and said that Major Jones wanted to see you at 1400 today.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Listen again. Is Captain Thompson in his office?
The lights are off, so I guess he's not in.
Tell him that Major Jones wants to see him at 1400 today.
All right, Lieutenant Adams. I'll tell him as soon as he gets in.
Hello, Sergeant Winters. Any messages for me?
Yes, Captain Thompson. Lieutenant Adams came by and said that Major Jones wanted to see you at 1400 today.
Thanks, Sergeant.
What did Sergeant Winters tell Captain Thompson? He told him that Lieutenant Adams came by and said that Major Jones wanted to see him at 1400 today. Repeat. He told him that Lieutenant Adams came by. And said that Major Jones wanted to see him. At 1400 today. Is Captain Clark in?
No, he's on leave today. May I help you?
Yes. When he gets back, tell him that General Watson will be in town next month. I'll tell him more when I see him.
I'll tell him, Captain Lewis.
Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, sir.
Anything I need to know?
Well, Captain Lewis came by and said that General Watson would be in town next month. He said he'd tell you more when he saw you.
It sounds important. I'll see if I can find Captain Lewis.
Listen again. Is Captain Clark in?
No, he's on leave today. May I help you?
Yes. When he gets back, tell him that General Watson will be in town next month. I'll tell him more when I see him.
I'll tell him, Captain Lewis.
Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, sir.
Anything I need to know?
Well, Captain Lewis came by and said that General Watson would be in town next month. He said he'd tell you more when he saw you.
It sounds important. I'll see if I can find Captain Lewis.
What did Peggy tell Captain Clark? She told him that Captain Lewis came by and said that General Watson would be in town next month. Repeat. She told him that Captain Lewis came by. And said that General Watson would be in town next month. Figure 3. Listen to a paragraph. Write the missing words. You will hear the paragraph twice. Tim has decided to add on to his house. He wants to enlarge the kitchen and add another bedroom and a patio. When he finishes the additions, he'll buy a microwave and a new table and chairs for the kitchen, a bed and two chairs for the bedroom, and a table for the patio. He'll really enjoy his house when he's all finished. Tim has decided to add on to his house. He wants to enlarge the kitchen and add another bedroom and a patio. When he finishes the additions, he'll buy a microwave and a new table and chairs for the kitchen, a bed and two chairs for the bedroom, and a table for the patio. He'll really enjoy his house when he's all finished. Let's take a look at your answers. The first one is add on. A-D-D-O-N. The second word is enlarge. E-N-L-A-R-G-E. The next word is patio. P-A-T-I-O. The next is microwave, M-I-C-R-O-W-A-V-E. The fifth word is kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N. The sixth is bedroom, B-E-D-R-O-O-M. The next is patio, P-A-T-I-O. And the last is enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y. Look at figure 4. Listen to a dialogue and then write the answer to the question.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm ready for lunch, Mike.
Let's go to that new Italian restaurant.
Okay, I'll drive.
Where are they going to eat? They're going to eat at that new Italian restaurant. Repeat. They're going to eat at that new Italian restaurant.
Gina, I need to go to the mall today. Do you want to come with me?
Sure. I need a new pair of shoes.
I'll pick you up in an hour.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Where are the women going? They're going to the mall. Repeat. They're going to the mall.
Hey, Jim. There's a new movie in town. It's supposed to be really good. Do you want to see it next Friday night?
I can't go Friday, Sue. Can you go on Saturday?
Yes, I can go on Saturday.
Okay. I'll pick you up about 6. We can eat dinner before the movie.
When are they going to the movie? They're going to the movie on Saturday. Repeat. They're going to the movie on Saturday. This is the end of tape 2D, book 13.